There are dilemmas in life, and then there are dilemmas. If you're a political watcher and a baseball fan, tonight may find you in a bind. At the same time the final presidential debate is taking place in Arizona, the Boston Red Sox are taking on the New York Yankees in the second game of the American League Championship Series. And yes, we know there's also a game between Houston and St. Louis, but let's face it, nothing quite matches the red-hot rivalry between the Boston Red Sox and the New York Yankees. And as much passion as we've seen in this year's presidential race, it's certainly matched by fans of those two teams. So, which one are you watching or listening to this evening? Do Pedro Martinez and Derek Jeter trump President Bush and Senator Kerry?
Thank God for remotes.
Democratic strategist Dan Payne, a diehard Red Sox fan, admits he's a flip-flopper when it comes to the remote control, that is.
Maybe there'll be a fight. I mean, whenever the Red Sox and the Yankees meet, there's always a good chance there'll be a fight. And you don't want to miss that. On the other hand, I do need to watch the debates and take notes on them as well.
That's because people who work in politics need to be knowledgeable to spin the debate as soon as it's over. A similar dilemma in the Bronx, home of Yankee Stadium. Borough President Adolfo Carrion is attending a debate party with lots of politicians and two TVs in two separate rooms.
The Yankee game may win out on this one. We'll probably try to, sneak in between commercials into the debate and go back to the game.
New York City Council Minority Leader Jim Otto, a Republican, is multitasking as well, and he admits that at least for tonight, good pitching is as important as good debating.
A lot on the line. I think Pedro Martinez has as much pressure on him as the other two guys.
Of course, politicians aren't the only people struggling with the dilemma of the big game versus the big debate. So we take you to a quieter realm, the Hyannis Public Library on Cape Cod, Massachusetts. Their librarian, Carol Saunders, has found a perfect balance.
I'm part of Red Sox Nation, as we call it here, and I am going to forego other programming and watch my team. I'm lucky enough to have so many resources at my disposal here that I think I'll play catch up the next day.
So for all the multitaskers and the flip-floppers, the political fanatics and the baseball fans, those of you in charge of the remote control, we say good luck. Follow your hearts or your minds and hope you don't miss the grand slam in either show.